Reading about human behavior, it's a lot like looking at a picture of a treadmill,
Yeah,
right? I mean,
that's
it
true.
feels productive, but until you actually step on and, force your brain to sweat, the neural architecture stays exactly the same.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's why today we're moving from passive reading to active rewiring. We're tackling day four of week three in the Laws of Life workbook, which is Law Three: everything is a cycle.
Right. Everything is a cycle.
Yeah.
And today is really about taking the CYCLE formula and using it to, well, to build a cognitive track.
Yeah, laying the groundwork.
Exactly. It's this brilliant sequence where you confirm the pattern to ground yourself, look at how yesterday leaves clues, evaluate crowd behavior, look for the turn, and then figure out how to exit or enter early.
Right, the whole CYCLE acronym.
Yeah. You're laying down the rails today so that tomorrow, when you apply this to a real emotional mistake, the train just doesn't derail, you
Yeah,
know?
I love that analogy. And I get that this sequence is a really useful psychological checklist to spot behavioral blind spots. But I mean, speaking as a neuroscientist, aren't we kind of just tricking ourselves here?
How do you mean?
Well, if our tribal reflexes are hardwired, does breaking down a cycle into five steps actually override the brain's instinct?
It actually does, yeah,
Yeah.
because of where the processing happens. Your brain is, it's constantly trying to complete patterns on autopilot just to save energy.
Right, cognitive misers and all that.
Exactly. So when you force yourself to stop and evaluate these five specific steps, you literally yank that process out of the subconscious. You're forcing the prefrontal cortex, the analytical center of your brain to take over. You halt the reflex.
Oh, wow. So it's about creating deliberate friction.
Yeah, deliberate friction.
And the workbook creates that friction by having you evaluate your own relationship with these five steps, right? With those three questions at the end of the exercise.
Right. The question is where you evaluate your strongest and weakest points.
Yeah, exactly. So let's actually put each other on the spot here. If we look at the first question, out of the five CYCLE steps, where do you usually stumble? Like, what's your weakest point?
Oh, man. Crowd behavior, without a doubt.
Wait, really? Even as someone who studies the brain for a living.
Oh, absolutely. It's humbling, I know. But the chemical pull of the herd is just incredibly primal.
Right.
Like when everyone around you is panicking, or maybe they're euphoric about a new trend, your brain's reward system literally punishes you for being a contrarian.
Because of the neurochemistry involved.
Yeah, exactly. The amygdala spikes your fear when you stand apart, while oxytocin rewards you for fitting in. It's a really hard pull to resist.
That biological pressure is intense. I mean, if I look at question two, for my strongest point, it's definitely yesterday leaves clues.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, because of my background teaching and studying historical behavioral data, I instinctively lean on data over emotional hype.
Right, which is perfect for a psychology professor.
Right, but that brings up an interesting contrast, which gets us to the third question in the workbook. If my strongest instinct is historical data and your weakest is resisting crowd behavior, what do you think about the contrast between those? Like, what might that indicate about internal patterns?
Well, that tension is really the whole point of the exercise, a
Fine.
gap between logical analysis, like your data focus, and emotional conformity reveals this this deep internal tug of war.
Like a conflict between what you know and what you feel.
Exactly. Your brain is fighting between the data it logically knows and the tribal safety it biologically craves. And until you name that specific friction, you just can't fix the blind spot.
Which is exactly why naming it today is so vital for you listening. And to keep that new neural pathway open, you have to do your daily reps.
Yes, definitely do not skip those.
Right. It's not just an administrative checklist. Reviewing your stack three times today, your three code rewrites, three distill points, and two quotes, that's how you tell your brain, hey, this is important. Keep this circuit active.
And of course, do not forget your bedtime question tonight. You really want to seed your subconscious to keep processing that tension while you sleep.
Absolutely, because tomorrow, for day five, we are putting this to the ultimate test. You are going to take an actual past mistake or maybe a missed opportunity and run it straight through this CYCLE filter.
Yeah, you've built the analytical track today. Tomorrow, you're driving the train. It might be a little uncomfortable, but I mean, it's going to be incredibly illuminating.
It really is. So as you dive into day four, consider this. If your brain is constantly, desperately trying to complete patterns on autopilot just to save energy, what invisible cycles are dictating your life right now simply because you haven't bothered to give them a name yet? Time to start laying the track.